So, you want to start an online coaching business? Well, having helped hundreds of people do this by now, I'm about to reveal to you exactly what they're doing. And in past episodes, you may have heard some of my clients like Brooke, Maddie, and Deidre. And soon I'm going to be having the likes of Connor, Gareth, and many, many more of my clients coming on. And well, what I'm going to share with you here is exactly what they have done themselves. So make sure that you have hit subscribe and take notes, because we are getting into the nitty gritty here on Impact Schools podcast. Oh, and by the way, if you go to laurensfreecourse.com, there's actually gonna be a brand new training, which is the lead generation masterclass, coming out in a couple of weeks. So just go to laurensfreecourse.com. I know there's no apostrophe in the word Laurens, but you just can't do that in domains. It hurts my soul as one of the members of the grammar police too. But anyway, so laurensfreecourse.com, get the lead generation masterclass so you can bring in new interest into your future business or existing business if you already have one. And with that said, we're gonna dive straight into it. So let's get it. So you're going to want to make sure that you grab a pen and paper or open up a Google document, because now my business Impact School, we help people start and scale online coaching and consulting businesses. And this launch strategy is the exact method that we implement alongside of them. So thumbs up for that. And step one is knowing the outcome that you're going to be taking people to. So this is usually based upon your experience or your past self. So maybe, like me, you've lost weight. Now, I lost weight in a really unhealthy way. Then I figured out how to do it in the healthy way. And I wanted to make sure that no one else ever did it in the unhealthy way that I did, because it caused me so many problems, but that's another video. So with that said, I figured out the system to do it in the healthy manner. And that's the system that I then knew that I could take other people through. Similarly, let's just say you used to be really shy and introverted and thought you'd never find a girlfriend. Well, maybe you then put yourself out there, you figured out how to gain the confidence, and now you're an absolute magnet to all these women. Well, that's your system and that's the outcome. So my outcome when I was a fitness coach was helping women lose fat while simultaneously becoming stronger physically and mentally. If you were this relationship coach that I just mentioned, perhaps it's that you're helping men find long-lasting love and simultaneously becoming a confident man. Something like that. It totally depends. Ultimately, the outcome is the most important thing, because once you know the outcome, that is something that people will be attracted to, because they want to see what their life is going to look like after they work with you. And by the way, even if you're not 100% confident that you can definitely guarantee results, don't worry about that, because in a minute, I'm going to be talking you through a strategy to ensure that you will be able to feel confident and that you will be able to get people to an outcome. So you can say, I take you to this outcome, this is the result that you get from me, and feel good about it. So that's going to be coming in a second. But before that, we need to talk about step number two. Now, the second step is knowing who these people are. So for me, when I was in the fitness industry, yes, I could help people lose fat in a healthy way while becoming stronger physically and mentally. But if I just tried to help everybody, I would help nobody. Here's the thing, you have to be laser sharp and focused on who your ideal client is. So this video right now is designed for those who are looking into starting online coaching. Maybe they've tried it a bit in the past, they've tried websites, they've tried funnels and social media, but it's ultimately just not working. Those people and the people that are brand new are who this video is for. You need to know who you're speaking to, because that means that you can then use their language, which ultimately means they'll become attracted to you. Now let's think of a couple of examples to make this really clear. So example number one is get shredded abs like the Gymshark boys. And then example number two is get rid of your beer belly so your wife finds you sexy again. Can you see how both of these things are the exact same outcome that we had from step one, but they're targeted at totally different people. If a young boy reads that first one, then he's going to be attracted to that immediately because that's what he aspires to be like. Whereas if a married man reads the second one, that's what he's going to relate to because he looks in the mirror and thinks that he has a beer belly. And it's all about using the language of your ideal customer so that they feel like you know them better than anybody else. Everybody always talks about having a USP, a unique selling proposition. But when you're getting started, it's difficult to stand out from the competition. So the best way to get over the fact that the market is saturated is to know who you're speaking to better than anyone else, speak in their language, relate to them, and that's going to make them attracted to you. So now it's time to move on to step three. How are you going to get them there? So the thing to remember is that when you're first starting out, you won't know what's perfect, but we're gonna be going into that in a second. So really what you need to do to get started is to outline a very rough outline of the steps required to get someone from where they are now to where they want to be. So let's just say you are someone who helps people generate 10 sales call bookings on their calendar each and every week using LinkedIn. So the first step could be optimizing the LinkedIn profile. The second step could be creating content. The third step could be all about audience building. And then the fourth step could be all about the actual lead generation process. So essentially it's just a rough draft, but it's designed with the outcome in mind. So it's essentially you have to reverse engineer, and every single week you need to make sure that you're giving your clients action plans. From what I've seen, having helped hundreds of clients, is that we have found that either an 8, a 12, or a 16 week program is the best for this type of offer that we're going to be talking about here. But you don't need to get too wrapped up on that because we have step four. So this is where you're going to be getting test pilots. So what do I mean by that? Well, you're gonna go out and find 5 to 10 people who are going to implement everything that you tell them to and go through your program before anybody else. And they're going to give you specific weekly feedback. Now, to get these clients, you can use social media, you can reach out to people. We believe in permission-based relationship marketing, whereby you go for the low-hanging fruit. So the people who are already following you or engaging on your posts, or who already have an active interest in everything that you do. If you don't already have a social media set up for your new online coaching business, then don't worry, don't stress about it, because you can start one and then look at who's using the hashtags or look at who's following influencers in your space, and then start the conversation with those people, and then you can message them back and forth, get them on a sales call, because sales calls are so important. You need to be doing sales calls. Now, a lot of people ask me about pricing when it comes to launching your offer. And so I guess my question to you would be this: how much would someone who really wants the outcome that you're taking them to actually value the outcome, not the service, okay? People don't pay for the service, they pay for the outcome. People don't care about how you get them there. That's why it's so important in your marketing to focus on the outcome. When I think about back when I was in the fitness industry, the amount of money that I wasted on skinny teas, on weird workouts, on just all this stuff was thousands and thousands. And so if someone had come to me and said, hey Lauren, you can do this program for 3.5k or something, I would have been like, yes, take my money. Because not only did I waste money on it, but it damaged my health because I was doing all this unhealthy stuff and starving myself, which was not good, way back when I was 15, 16 years old. And so it would have just, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna get into that now. But the thing is, a lot of coaches who are starting out, they wanna charge like 200 or 300 bucks a month because they don't value the outcome because they already have all the knowledge and the information and it comes easy to them. But to other people, it doesn't come easy. We have a client who helps people that have just finished high school get into graphic design universities. And she was just doing that as a teacher already, getting paid a salary of like 25K per year. Now she charges 4 grand per client because the clients value that so much, because it means that they're not going to have to waste a whole year trying to reapply. They get to save an entire year and not risk not getting in. And so you just have to think from the mindset of the ideal client rather than you yourself. And I see a lot of people starting out coaching their friends for free. I actually remember when I used to do this. And so I saw my friends and then I said, hey, look, I'm starting this fitness thing. How about I coach you? So I gave them all programs, and these are the same programs that I had two clients. They were the same programs that two of my clients were doing. One of the clients was called Layla. And I remember Layla was getting results every week, and I was confident in that. And then I gave my friends these plans, and when I tried to text them to ask them how they were doing, they just kind of didn't reply. And then I saw them at Christmas time, so a few months later. Bearing in mind these were fat loss plans, they'd actually gained weight. And so that made me feel really self-conscious and unconfident in what I was doing, because I thought that I sucked. But ultimately, when people don't pay, they don't pay attention, which is why my friends didn't get the results. Whereas Layla was crushing it and killing it each and every week. And so that brings me on to step number 5. It's implementing the feedback. Because by now, you've had people go through your program, they've told you what they like, what they don't like, they might prefer if your video trainings were on slideshows, or they might think, yeah, this was probably valued at 10 times the price that I paid. And yeah, this could change, that could change. And you can implement that feedback so that you can know how to get people to that outcome in the best way possible. And that's what's really powerful, because then you have confidence and certainty in knowing that what you do works. And then after that, you can launch for real with the confidence. And after that, in order to scale, it's all about implementing systems. So hit subscribe, because that's going to be the next video. And by the way, hit thumbs up as well, because it means that I know that you like this type of video. And so if you were feeling a little...
Now, I wanted to give you the high level overview. And if you want the real nitty gritty details, then what you're going to need to do is go to laurensfreecourse.com, and then you can get access to the Lead Generation Masterclass. And I'm even going to be giving in a special freebie for anyone who comes from either my YouTube channel or my podcast. So that is you. So go to laurensfreecourse.com. You'll receive a freebie that's going to help you with more understanding as to how you can make your business start happening as of today. So what will happen when you go to that URL, it will take you over to Facebook Messenger. And from there, I will send you the information. It will go out to you automatically. But I spend a lot of time in my Facebook Messenger, so I'll probably drop you a message about, you know, how everything's going, because I'm pretty active in there, thanks to the fact that my team is now kind of running my business without me, which is pretty cool. So that's what I'm spending a lot of my time doing these days. So yeah, anyway, make sure that you have hit subscribe, and I'll see you in the next episode of Impact Schools Podcast.